Shas Illuminated.org presents the following shiur by Rabbi Eliezer Sherwinter. Meseches Bava Basra has been dedicated by Mr. and Mrs. Yehuda Koenig in loving memory of Malka and Aaron Zvi Krausman.
We are now Be'ezes Hashem up to the Gemara Daf Kof Nun Gimel. Our Gemara refers back to this that we learned before in the bottom of Daf Kof Nun Beis Amar Beis. Be'pumpadisa masnu hachi, Amar v'yemir paraba sholchoi mi'bei rabo shmuel, yilamdeinu rabbeinu. Shemirasha kosav kol nechosav achir mekonu miyode ma'u. Sholach v'hu ein achar kinyon kvom. Now to explain Pshat, in this that Shmuel was sholach v'hu ein achar kinyon kvom. And we do not say as Shmuel says before, Shemoy gomra k'neisei ela b'shtar v'ein shtar achar misa, we find a number of mahalchim in the Mefarshim. The Rashbam brings down b'shem is to Mefarshi, that is to Mefarshi explain, that Pampadisa Masnu Hachi is arguing on the previous halacha that we said b'shem Shmuel, before we said b'shem Shmuel, that Shemoy Gomer HaKnesei Ela B'Shtar V'en Shtar L'Achar Misa, which according to the Istam of Harshi, is a shita of Surah. On the other end, Pampadisa Masnu, that Shmuel understands, that we say Ein Achar Kinyan Kvom, and there is a machlokes between Surah and Pampadisa as far as the shita of Shmuel. Do we say Shemoy Gomer HaKnesei Ela B'Shtar V'en Shtar L'Achar Misa, or do we say Ein Achar Kinyan Kvom? The Rashbam goes on to explain that according to the Istam of Farshi, according to the Shita of Pampadisa, who say that according to Shmuel, we do not say Shemoy Gomer HaKnesei Ela B'Shtar V'en Shtar L'Achar Misa, but rather we say Ein Achar Kinyan Kvom. For that reason, one can explain Pshat in this that our Gemara brings down before Nav Kof Nun Beis Amud Aleph. Amar Yehuda Amar Shmuel, Shchemira Shekhasav Kol Nechasav Achirim, Af Alpi Shekhanu Miyadei Amar Chayzer, Yodua Shoyhoye Kinyin Ela Machmas HaMisa. And we do not say Shemoy Gomer HaKnesei Ela Vishtar V'en Shtar L'Achar Misa, since according to the Shita of Pampadisa, according to Shmuel, we do not say Shemoy Gomer HaKnesei Ela Vishtar V'en Shtar L'Achar Misa, but rather we will say Ein Achar Kinyin Kvom. That is the Mahalach that the Rashbam brings down b'shem Istam Mefarshi. The Rashbam goes on to ask the following Tamiya on the Istam Mefarshi. Even according to the Istam Mefarshi, who explain that according to Pampadisa, the Shita of Shmuel is this that we say Ein Achar Kinyan Kvom, but still how are we to explain Pshat in this of Yudam Shmuel says, Shchemiya Shekhasav Kol Nechasav Achirim Af Al Pi Shekhanu Miyadei Amar Chayzer. If we are to say Ein Achar Kinyan Kvom, for that reason, the halacha should be im amad einei chayzer. As Rashbam explains pshat in this, how we find in our Gemara that our Gemara goes on to say saver mina, this that we say ein achar kinyan kvom hanimili laacher aval laatzmai loy. Amru Rav Chista kiasar avunim mikofri persha bein laatzmai bein laacherim. And the Rashbam explains laatzmai to mean in a case that he was amad. And the maskan of our Gemara is, this that we say Ein Achar Kinyan Kvom means to say that even La'atzmei cannot be Chayzer, and for that reason, even if he is Amad, he cannot be Chayzer. And therefore, again, one can ask, what is Pshat in this of Yehuda Amar Shmuel says, Af Al Pi Shekhanu Miyadei Amar Chayzer V'yidua Shvoya Kinyan Ela Machmas HaMisa. That is a kasha that the Rashbam asks on the Istam of Farshi. V'chayu, one can answer the Rashbam's kasha by saying that the Istam of Farshi explain this, our Gemara says, Sover mine ha nimili lachar avo la'atzmai loy. And our Gemara goes on to say, Amu Rav Chista kiasa avunu mikofri persha bein la'atzmai bein la'achirim. Our Gemara is not referring to Amad. By Amad, the halach is im Amad chayzer, as Rav Yehuda Amar Shmuel says before. This, our Gemara says, bein la'atzmai bein la'achirim will cannot be chayzer. And we will say, Ein achar kinyan kvom is referring to Chazara, if he was not Amad, but rather he was Chayzer Mimata Nasei, as far as the Shchemira who wants to be Chayzer Mimata Nasei La'atzmai, our Gemara has a tzad that even Lachar Kinyan he should be able to be Chayzer La'atzmai. Our Gemara goes on to say that even La'atzmai he cannot be Chayzer, but as far as Amad is concerned, the Halacha will be Amad Chayzer, as Rav Yehuda Amar Shmuel said before. In the Rashbam on the other end, who explains, as you mentioned before, that La'atzmai is referring to Amad. And for that reason, once our Gemara says, Bein La'atzmai, Bein La'achirim, we will say, Ein Achar Kinyan Kvom, for that reason, even according to the Mahalcha, the Istam of Farshi, but still, Rav Yehuda Amar Shmuel's Halacha. Avim Omer Chizer will not work out. The Rosh Palma goes on to explain Pshat in this that Shmuel says, Ein Achar Kini Kum with a different Mahalach. And the Rosh Palma explains that in Eimrim Bazer Shamal Gomel Aknesei Al Bishtar, Da Zikoi Vekonumine, Kivan de Kuei Ovad Lehave Elo Yapes Kuei Vekona. In other words, since Kuei Hai Ovad, for that reason, even according to Shmuel, we will say, that we have a elo yapis koichai, and for that reason we will say, ein achar kinyin kum. That is how the Rashbam explains Pshat in this, that Shmuel says, ein achar kinyin kum. In Rabbi Gershom on the other end, we find in other Mahalach as far as how to explain this, that Shmuel says, ein achar kinyin kum. And we do not apply the previous halacha of Shmuel of Shamal Gomer al Knesset, ela b'shtar ben shtar achamisa. Rabbi Gershom explains, Daha de Kamer Lael, Wayadaname Aidenba, Shamagamar Aknoise al Vishtar Ven Shtara Chamisa, is only in a case that there was a Ksiva Shtar. Then we will say, Shamagamar Aknoise al Vishtar Ven Shtara Chamisa. But as far as our Gemara is concerned, this Shmuel says in Achar Kinyin Kum is referring to a case that he was Hiknoe Baal Peh, De Kinyin Mechayim Hava Ve'ein Wa Achar Kinyin Kum. That is how Rabbi Gershom explains Pshat in this that Shmuel says, Ein Achar Kinyin Kum. Again, our Gemara goes on to say, Sover Minahani Mili La'achar Avalat Miloi. As he mentioned, the Bizma Chlekis HaRishenim as far as how to explain Sover Minay Hani Mili La'achar Avalat Miloi. The Rashbam explains to mean that La'atmi is referring to a case that he was Ahmad. And I would think that even though he cannot be Chizer, but still, la'atz miloi. And if he was Omar, the halacha should be that Omar chayzer. Rabbi Gershom on the other end, and so too, he explains, b'shita so'is the mefarshi explain pshat and argmar with a different malach. And they explain, sabr minei hani mili la'acher. This, that one cannot be chayzer, is only as far as giving a matana la'acher. Aval la'atz miloi. But if he wants to keep the matana la'atz miloi, and he wants to be chayzer from the matana, then he could be chayzer. And on this, our Gemara says, Omer hu rav chesed kiyasar vuni mikofi persha bein la'atzmei bein la'acherim. Now, here one has to understand pshat and the havmina of sabr minei hanimili la'acher avo la'atzmei loi, both according to the Mahalach of the Rashbam and according to the Mahalach of Rabbeinu Gershom. Now, according to the Mahalach of the Rashbam, that our Gemara, when our Gemara says la'atzmei, our Gemara is referring to Ahmad. If Ahmad is chizor or not, L'chayr one can explain pshat and the havmin as follows, that even though there was a kinyan, and for that reason we say ein achar kinyan kum, and there is a matana mechayim taking place, and for that reason ein achar kinyan kum, but that is only as far as chazara is concerned, in order to be chizer and to nevatel the matna shchimira, then we will say that since the haknah is chal mechayim, for that reason he cannot be chizer from the matna shchimira. This that Shmuel says before, that kol shiva omar chayzer chayzer matanase is only because the matanas chimira is first being chal achar misa. But in a case that one has a kano miyadeh, then the kinyan is being chal mechayim, and for that reason he cannot be chayzer mi matanase. But still we should say him omar chayzer, just like he mentioned before in our shir and daf kof non aleph, b'shem haritva. That the ritva explains that by a case that one made a kinyan by a shchimira and he said me'achshav, even though the halacha is that one cannot be chayzer mi matanase, but still we will say im omar chayzer, since one has an umdana. And so too we should say, then the case of kasav kon lechasav achirim ekonomi yade, we should say im omar chayzer, even though he cannot be chayzer mi matanase. On this, our Gemara says, beinu atzmei beinu achirim, that even as far as atzmei, he cannot be chayzer. And since we are referring to a case that he was kasav kon lechasav achirim ekonomi yade, from there one sees that one no longer wants the umdana of him Ahmad Chayzer, but rather he is giving Akna al Koat Stadim, even if he will be Ahmad. And for that reason, even by Ahmad, Allah is Einai Chayzer. That is according to the Mahalach of the Rashbam, according to the other Mahalach of the Rishenim. The Ragamari means to say, Ani Mili La'acher, if he wants to give a man Nashchemi La'acher, but La'atz Meiwei, but if he wants to be Chayzer and keep the man Nashchemi for himself, then even in a case of Shchimia Shekhosav Kol Nechosav Achirim Vekonim Yadav, we should say that he is allowed to be Chayzer and keep the Mana Shchimia for himself. Well, here one has to say that the Tzad of our Gemara is because as far as La'atzmai, And as far as being chayzer l'atzmi and keeping the manas shchemira for himself, one has an umdana. Similar to this, I mentioned before in our Sharon Daf, Kof Nun Aleph B'shitas Rav Sheshes. And therefore, l'atzmi, one should have the ability to be chayzer. On this, our Gemara says that b'no atzmi b'no achayim, one cannot be chayzer, since with this, that he was kasab kol nechasab achayim v'konomiyadi, one sees that he does not want to be chayzer l'atzmi. And for that reason, we say, Beinu Atzmai, Beinu Achirim, Ein Achar Kinyan Kum. In the Rashbam, as we mentioned before, we find that the Rashbam explains that this, our Gemara says, Hanimili La'achar Avol Atzmai Loi. That La'atzmai is referring to a Ma'amad. Will we say, Ma'amad, Chayza or not? And Sabra Mina, Hanimili La'achar Avol Atzmai, Ma'amad Ein Echayza. From the Rashbam, one sees that the Lachav Ma'amad Chayza is dependent upon this, that one has a chazara. And for that reason, our Gemara can say, Sabrina Hanimili Lacher, that one cannot be chayzer lacher, avo la'atzmi way, but as far as atzmi, one has the ability to be chayzer. Since the way Im Amad works because one has a chazara. And so to Lacher is mefurish in the Rashbam, in our Mishnah. That our Mishnah says, a kasav ba shchimera. Who Amir Shemira Hoyisi, Vename Bari Hoyisa, Tsaruch of Uriah, Shemira Hoya, Divi Rebbe Meir. As we find later on in the Gemara of Kofn and Daud, Amanalaf, our Mishnah is referring to a case that Reino is a Bari, and the entire Shailas Bashas, Nesina, was he a Bari or was he a Shemira? Is a Matanas Bari taking place or is a Manas Shemira taking place? And if a Manas Shemira is taking place, for that reason, since right now he is a Bari, one will have the halacha of him Amad Chayzer. The Rashbam explains his taina of Shchemira Hayisi by saying, V'chayzrani bi. From the Rashbam, L'chayr, one clearly sees that in order to have the halacha of him Amad Chayzer, one needs to have a chazara. And so to his mashmos of the Rashbam later on, on the Avkof Nun Daud Amad Aleph, Dira Maschor Meir Krem Nosen, and so to his mashmos of the Rashbam before, on the Avkof Nun Aleph Amad Aleph, in other words, from the Rashbam, it is mashma, this that we say, Amad Chayzer is not referring to the Matana, that the Matana is Chayzer, and the Matana is Batal, but rather it is referring to the person who is Oymed. The Shchemia who is Oymed has the ability to be Chayzer from his Matana. And there is a Chazara taking place, and based on the Chazara that is taking place, for that reason, the Matana is Batal. And so to Lachir, one sees in Taisis as well. That Taisis explains this, our Gemara brings down the following case of Humatanta, Davakasaba, Kadavakotzev, Rami Barasev, Lakasaba, Migoi, Mare, Ipater, Obeisei, Lame. Taisis explains that the Taina of the Yarshim was Sha'omad, Ve'af al Pish, Hoyotayan, and Shechazarbai, the Vadei Kivan, Sha'omad, Mistama, Vadei Chazarbai. In other words, Taisis explains the taina of the Yarshim that the Yarshim are saying Sha'omad, and even though they are not saying that he was Chayzer, but still, anyone who is Omad, we assume that he was Chayzer. So again, from Taisis is Mashma, that by Omad one needs to have a Chazara, just Taisis explains that one has a Chazara Mestama, and even without him saying Mefurish that he was Chayzer, but still one has a Chazara, since Mistama he was Chayzer. So again from the Rashbam and Taisis, L'chayr one clearly sees that the halacha of Amad Chayzer one needs to have a Chazara, the Matana is not Nisbatal Memela. Just from the Rashbam it is Mashma, that one needs to have an actual Chazara. And we do not say Mistama Chazarbai. On the other hand, from Taisis one sees that we will say Mistama Chazarbai. But still the reason why the Matana is Batal is because one has a Chazara. On the other hand, in the Adomar in our Sugya, and so too we find in the Ritva before and Daf Kofnan Aleph and Aleph is Mefurish, that the Matana is Nesbatal Memela. As the Adomar says, that Afo Gavdo Yehoder Be Batal Matanose Meila. And so too the Rivash in Simon Reish Zayin is Medayik from the Rambam, in Parakhes Mehoches Chio Matana Halacha Chavav. So again we have a tremendous Machoikis HaRishenim, as far as the Halachavim Omar Chayzer is concerned. Do we say Imam Chayzer is dependent upon this that one has a Chazara? Or do we say Imam Chayzer is not dependent upon this that one has a Chazara, but rather the Matana is Nespatel Me'le'a? And this that the Mishnah says Imam Chayzer is not referring to the nice in a matana, that the Shechemira has the ability to be chazer, but rather it is referring to the guf hamatana, that the guf hamatana is chazer. Now, to explain the basis of this machlokes, Rishonim before needs to have a chazara, in order that the matana should be nisbatel by amad or not. V'chir, one can explain pshat in the machlokes as follows, that the machlokes is dependent upon how to understand the halacha of amad chazer. If we are to explain pshat in the halacha of amad chazer by saying that since matana is first chal achar misa, for that reason, by amad the halacha is chazer, then even without a chazara taking place, since he was Omad, the matana will be nisbatel, since he was not meis miyosei chili. Automatically, the matana is batel, since again, the matana is only chala achar misa. On the other hand, if we are to explain the halacha of Omad chazer by saying that this that we say Omad chazer is because one has a tanai, and the entire matana is only nitin al tanai, then one can say that as far as the Tanai is concerned, the Tanai was a Tanai of Imyachzar. And for that reason, the halacha of Imyachzar is dependent upon this, that one has a Chazara. Since the entire Bittul HaTanai is dependent upon this, that one has an Umdana, and the Umdana is this, that the Matana was only Nitin HaTanai, the Tanai was a Tanai Imyachzar. The Rashbam and Tesis understand that the halacha of Imyachzar is dependent upon this that one has a Tanai. And since it is dependent upon this that one has a Tanai, for that reason, one needs to have a Chazara, since a Tanai is a Tanai v'im yachzar. This, that the other Rishonim argue, is because the other Rishonim understand that halacha of im amad chazer is dependent upon this that the matana is first chal achar misa. And therefore, if he was amad, one does not have a misa to enable the matana to be chal. And may well the matana be nisbatel may well. Based on this, one can say that as far as this, so we said that from the Rashbam and our sugya it is mashma that one needs a chazara, and for that reason the Rashbam explains this. Our Gemara says sover minei hanimili la'acher avo la'atzmei is referring to Mamad. As far as our Gemara is concerned, the kulei alma one will need to have a chazara, since you are referring to a case in such a case, the only tzad avol atzmai is based on this, that one has a tanai, as we mentioned before in the beginning of our shir. And since the halacha avol atzmai loy is dependent upon this, that one has a tanai, for that reason, one will need to have a chazara. Since as far as the halacha of tanai is concerned, l'kulei alma one can say that the tanai is a tanai of im yachzar. And so too one can be doicha the raya that we brought from the mashmos of the Rashbam in our Mishnah. Again, as we mentioned before, the Rashbam explains a taina of the nation of Matana, that he was a Shchemiya b'shas Matana. The Rashbam explains Shchemiya yisi v'chizrani bi. As far as how to explain the case of our Mishnah, that there is a din udvarim between the nation and the Mekabaya Matana, that the nation says Shchemiya yisi, and the Mekabel Matana say Bari Hayisa, well, one has to understand, was there a Kenyan, or was there not a Kenyan? Had there not been a Kenyan, how can the Mekabel Matana say Bari Hayisa? And for that reason, the Matana is Kayim. Without a Kenyan, the Matana cannot be Kayim. Only a Manash Chibir is Kayim without a Kenyan. So to explain Pshat in our Mishnah, we find that the Ritva explains Pshat in our Mishnah as follows. According to Shmuel, in the Gemara before Daf Kof Nun Beis Amud Aleph, one can explain that our Mishnah is referring to a matana bekula sheyesh ba kinyan, and there was a kinyan, even though there was a kinyan, alatzad that he was a shchemiya b'shas matana da halacha will be im amar chayzer. Shmuel argues on this. The Rav says before in Daf Kof Nun Beis Amud Aleph that by a shchemiya who made a kinyan, we will say akavei atreirichshi im amar iner chayzer. But rather, Shmuel understands that as far as such a case, we will say im amar chazer. As our Gemara brings down before in the Kof Nun Beis Amud Aleph, b'shem Amar of Yehuda Amar Shmuel, that ishchemiya shekasav kol nechasav la'achem af al pi shekano miyadei amar chazer. And as the Gemara explains, that in a case of miyapes kichei, we will say im amar chazer. And therefore, a Mishnah can be referring to a case that there was a kinyan. And therefore, he says shchemiya yisi, and I have the ability to be chazer. On the other hand, they say, Bari Hayisa, and therefore the Matana is Kayim. The Ritva goes on to say that is only according to the Shita of Shmuel, on the other hand according to the Shita of Rav, who says that if a Shchima made a Kenyan, we will say Ar Kaveh Atreirichshi, then one cannot explain Pshat in our Mishnah. Then our Mishnah is referring to a Manna Shchimra Bekua with a Kenyan, since by Manna Shchimra Bekua with a Kenyan, the Halacha will be Im Amad Einei Chayzer, and therefore even if he was a Shchimra, the Halacha will be Im Amad Einei Chayzer. So to explain Pshat in our Mishnah according to Ra, we find that the Ritva explains Pshat in our Mishnah with one of two Mahalchim. The first Mahalcha, the Ritva, is this that there was a Kenyan, and still he is Taini Shchimra HaYisi, and he was Mitzave Machmas Misa. And by Mitzave Machmas Misa, the Halach is that even according to Rav, we will say Mama Chizer, even though there was a Kenyan, which is a Shita of the Rimigash and the Magen Mishnah, the Shita of Rambam, as he mentioned before in our share, and Daf Kofnun Beis. And for that reason, even though there was a Kenyan, but still he is Taini, he was Mitzave Machmas Misa, and therefore Halach will be Im Amar Chizer. They are saying that he was a Bari, and since he was a Bari and there is a Kenyan for that reason, the Matana is Kayim. But again, this Mahalach is only if you are to understand, like the Shita of the Migash and the Magen Mishnah, the Shita Sarambam, that the Halach of Rav does not apply to Mitzavah Machmas Misa. And by Mitzavah Machmas Misa, even if he made a Kenyan, the Halach will be Im Amar Chizer. On the other hand, as he mentioned before in our Shir on Daf Kofnun Beis, the Rishonim bring down from the Rav Beis Din that the Rav Beis Din argues, and the Rav Beis Din understands, that even by Mitzavah Machmas Misa one will have the Halacha of Rav, and we will say, if a Mitzavah Machmas Misa made a Kenyan, the Halacha will be Im Amar Einei Chizer. So again, according to the Shita of the Rav Beis Din, one has to understand Pshat in our Mishnah according to Rav. What was the case of our Mishnah? So to explain Pshat in our Mishnah according to Rav, with Yishita Tarava based in, one has to explain, as Ritva explains in his second Pshat, and so do we find in the Ritva and Kiddushin, on Daf Ayin Tesma base, that Ritva explains, that we're referring to a case that there was a Shtar, and the Shtar is Stam, the Shtar does not say, if there was a Kenyan or there was no Kenyan. He is saying that he was a Shchimra and there was no Kenyan. On the other hand, they are saying that he was a Bari, and since he was a Bari, and there was a shtar, it is as if the Edim Shebishtar are saying that a Kenyan took place, and there was a Kenyan. And therefore, outside that he was a Bari, one has Edo Shebishtar that a Kenyan took place. That is the second Mahalach of the Ritva, and so too, Chira, one has to explain Pshat in our Mishnah according to the Shita of the Rava Beistin. Based on this second Mahalach of the Ritva, one can answer the Kasha that we find in the Mishnah Melech. In Perkhes Mihochas Chio Matana Halacha Chaf, in the Rashba and Chuvas, in Simon Elef Nun Ches, we find that the Rashba says as follows. This, I think, Mars has before Nav Kof Mam Ches on her base. That if a Shchimera gave away his Nechasim Yachishish, maybe he has Nechasim B'Mokam Acher, and for that reason, it is considered a Matna Shchimera B'Miktas. Only if he says that he is giving away Kol Nechasav, do we have the Halacha Manashchimra Bakula, and we will say Im Amar Chayzer. As you mentioned before in our Shir and Daf Kof Mem Ches, the Rishonim ask, what is Pshat in this that we say Misafik maybe as other Nechasim, and therefore the Halacha is Im Amar Einei Chayzer? What happened to the Halacha of Uki Mamina Ches Kas Marikama? And for that reason, Chachamim in our Mishnah say Amitzi Mechaverei Ohav Haraya. He is the Mochsik, and anyone who comes to say that the Matana should have the Halach of Im Amar Einei Chizer is the Maitzi. And therefore, Misafik, we should say that he gave away all his Nechasim, and therefore one should have the Halach of Im Amar Chizer. So to explain Pshat more before Navkof Mamches on the base, the Rashba says as follows. The Rashba explains the Kivan de Kanu Miyadei. Since the Gemara before Navkof Mamches on the base is referring to a case that they made a Kenyan, Harihoi Noag v'matanase kedin manashchim rashakoyne b'dibor ba'oma. From this that he made a Kenyan, mashma sheyeshoi nechasim achirim umakne b'matnas bari. That is how the Rashba explains Pshat and the Gemara before Navkof Mamches on the base. Based on the Rashba, the Mishnah Malach asks the following kash on our Mishnah. If our Mishnah is referring to a case that there was a Kenyan, and L'chir, our Mishnah has to be referring to a case that there was a Kenyan, since had there not been a Kenyan, then a Matnas Bari will not be Chal without a Kenyan. From this, then he made a kenya that itself should be a raya that a matanas bari took place, and he was a bari v'shas matanasai. And therefore, what is pshat in this, Acham saying, mitzi mechaveray of a raya. And the Makabi Matana have to bring a raya. From this, then he made a kinyan that itself should be a raya that he was a bari. And therefore, we should say, Olavavi raya. It is up to him to bring a raya that he was a shchemira, just like we find in the Gemara before in Dafkof Memches Mabes, that he has to bring a raya that he gave away kol nechasav, and therefore he will have the halacha of him amar chayzer. That is a kasha that the Mishnah Melech asks on the Shita of the Rashba. In the Achronim, for example, the Machzah Shekel and the Pnei Shlema, we find that the Machzah Shekel and the Pnei Shlema answer the kasha of the Mishnah Melech as follows. That even though there was a kinyan, and a kinyan should prove that he was a bari b'shas matanasi, and for that reason he made a kinyan, and he did not do like a regular matnash chimera. But we have a raya the other way as well, from this that he gave away kol nechasav. And he said that he is giving away kol nechasav, that itself is a raya that he is a shchimera, since a bari, generally speaking, does not give away kol nechasav. Only a shchimera gives away kol nechasav. And for that reason, from this that he gave away kol nechasav, that itself is a raya that he was a shchimera. And since we have a raya that he was a shchimera, which counteracts the raya of the Rashba, from this that he made a kinyan, for that reason, Chachamim say, Hamitzi mechaveray of haraya. And if they want to say he was a bari, and want you to have the halacha of him amar nechaser, it is up to them to prove that he was a bari. That is how the Achrinim answer the Mishnah Melech's kash on the Rashba. Based on the second pshat of the Ritva, one can answer and explain pshat in our Mishnah with a different Melech, that even though had a kinyan been made, then from the fact that there was a kinyan that itself should be a raya that he was a bari, and a matnash chimera did not take place, but that itself is a dinu dvarim. We do not know if a kinyan was made or not. He is saying that he was a shchimera, and he did not make a kinyan. They are saying he was a bari, and therefore they have eidos shebishtar that a kinyan was made, since without a kinyan, matnas bari will not be chal. And since that itself is a dinu dvarim, for that reason one no longer has the kinyan as a raya that a matnas bari took place. That is how one can explain pshat in our Mishnah according to the Shita of the Rashba. So getting back to our Mishnah again, the Ritva explains that according to Shmuel, our Mishnah is referring to a case that there was a kinyan. And so too the Ritva explains in his first pshat according to Rav. Based on this, that our Mishnah is referring to a case that there was a kinyan, one can say that for that reason, the Rashbam in our Mishnah explains that his taina of Shchemira Yisi was a taina of Chizranibi. Since there was a kinyan, the entire halacha of Amar Chizr is dependent upon this, that there was a tanai. If not for the tanai, he should not be able to be Chizr. And since the halacha of Chazara by Manash Chemira, which has a kinyan, is only based on the fact that there is a tanai, for that reason one needs a Chazara. The tanai is a tanai of Chazara. And therefore, from the Rashbam in our Mishnah, one cannot prove that every man Hashchemira needs a chazara in order to have the halacha of him amar chayzer, but rather one can say that by regular man Hashchemira without a kinyan, the halacha will be if he is amad the matan is nespatel meleah. That is how one can be deicha the raya from the Rashbam. But that is only a deichoy as far as the raya from the Rashbam is concerned. But again, from Tosis, one clearly sees that the halacha of Amar Chizr by regular Shchemira is based on this, that we assume that there was a Chazara. So again, as we mentioned before, one mahalach as far as how to explain this Machlikis HaRishenim is to explain that they are arguing beside Hadin of Amar Chizr. If Amar Chizr is dependent upon this, that the Matan is first Chalach HaMisa, or the halacha of Amar Chizr is dependent upon this, that the Matana is nitin al tanai. As you mentioned before in our Shir and Daf Kof Nun Bei, so chay from the Shita of Shmuel, one clearly sees that the matana is first chal achar misa. And for that reason, Shmuel says, "Oyedana may edim ba shemoy gomer al knesay ala b'shtar v'en shtar achar misa." If the matana is first chal achar misa, then at least according to Shmuel, we should say that the halacha of a mamachizer has nothing to do with chazara, but rather the matana should be nespatzal me'lea. And therefore, again, one has to understand pshat in this atesis explains that one needs a chazar in order that the matanish bin is batal. V'chir, at least according to Shmuel, the matanish bin is batal me'lea even without a chazara. And so to one can ask a seeming stiras atesis in Tesis and Gittin on the fine base, and the base Tesis explains that the reason why we say Im Oman Chayzer is dependent upon this, that the Matana is first Chalachar Misa. And since it is dependent upon this, that the Matana is first Chalachar Misa, if someone has to understand what is pshat in this, that one needs a Chazara. Even without a Chazara, the Matana is Nispatzal Me'lea. So to explain pshat in this, that Taisa says, that one needs a Chazara in order to have the Lacha of Im Oman Chayzer, L'chayr one has to explain as follows. That even though Taisus understands that the Matana is first Chal Achar Misa, but even if he is Omad, the Matana will be Chal Achar Misa Sei Shela B'Saif, even though he was Omad, but the Matana will be Chal after he ends up being Meis. And the fact that he was Omad Bein Tayim should not be a reason for us to say that the Matana is Nespatzo. Still, the Matana can be Chal Achar Misa Sei Shela B'Saif. And the only reason why the Matana is not Chal by Omad is only because we say that with his Omad one has a Chazara. And since Matana is first Chal Achar Misa, he has the ability to be Chazer Mi Matanosai. But again, without a Chazara, the Matana will be Chal after he is finally Meis. That is Uchira, how one can explain Pshat in the Shita of Taisis. In the Mefarshim, we find another Mahalach as far as how to explain this, that it is mashma in the Rashbam that one needs to have a chazar in order to have the lacha of Im Oman Chayzer. The Mefarshim explain that the Rashbam understands that the lacha of Im Oman Chayzer is based on this, that he has a schos chazara, and it was nishtayer for himself the ability to be chayzer. In other words, even though the Matana is first complete with Achar Misa, but the Matana of Manash Chimera started Mechayim with a shear that he has the ability to be chazer, and for that reason the halacha of Im Oman Chayzer needs a chazara. That is how the Mefarshim explained pshat in the shita of the Rashbam based on the Rashbam before in Daf Kof Nun Aleph Amud Aleph. In the Ritva before in Daf Kof Nun Aleph Amud Aleph, as he mentioned, the Ritva understands that the halacha of Im Oman Chayzer does not need a chazara, but rather kivan shomad batla matanase meilea. From the Ritva before Nav Kof Nun Aleph Amud Aleph, one clearly sees that the Ritva understands that even if he was Nasan Kol Nechasa V'Kinyan Me'achshav, that Halach is as Ritva says, he cannot be Chayzer B'Matanosai, as he mentioned before in our Shir and Nav Kof Nun Aleph. But still we will say Im Omad Chayzer, and this we will say Im Omad Chayzer again does not need a Chazar, but rather the Matano B'Nespatzo Me'le'ah. As he mentioned before in our Shir and Daf Kof Mevav, the Achrinim explain Pshat in this that Ritva says, Vaikinim Me'achshav, even though one cannot be Chayzer Mimatanasi, but still the Halach is Im Oman Chayzer, is because in such a case, that a Kinyan was made Me'achshav, the Matana is taking place Mechayim, and for that reason he cannot be Chayzer Mimatanasi. The only reason why we will say Im Oman Chayzer is because the Matana was Nitin Altanai. And the Matana was Nitin al Tnai Sheyomos. And still, the Halach is Im Oman Chayzer V'Nispatzo Matana Me'lea. From the Ritva, one clearly sees that even as far as the Halach of Im Oman Chayzer, which is dependent upon Tnai, but still we will say that the Matana is Nispatzo Me'lea, since the Tnai is not dependent upon his Chazar, but rather the Tnai is a Tnai of Im Yomos. And if he was not Meis, it was not Niskayim HaTnai. That is what one sees from the Shita of the Ritva. Now let's go on to the next sugya. Our Gemara brings down the following case: Umatanta davakasava karavakotzer v'romi barasei v'ikasava umi goymari potter obesei rame. Amar Rabba remes v'kiver mechiyacholav. Amoy Abaye hashto masfina shuban u'avid nois nalem chumichayim v'chumimaisim chilun shev chilun uchayim v'kol shekein. Our Gemara is referring to a case that a matnash chimera took place. Just as shaila is if he was Ahmad bein Tayim or not. We do not know if he was Ahmad bein Tayim. The Yarshim are saying that he was Ahmad bein Tayim, and for that reason the Matana is batal. On the other hand, the Makabe Matana is saying that he was not Ahmad bein Tayim. Rabbi says he may say kivrei mechia chalav, and for that reason we say that he was not Omad Bein Tayim. Abaye on the other hand argues, and Abaye says, since Rav Chilun Chayim, for that reason we are Cheshish, maybe he was Omad, and therefore the Matana will be Nisbato, and for that reason we will say, Hamitzi Mechavirai Olav Arayah. Now, one can ask the following kasha. In the Gemara before Nav Kof Mem Ches Mem Beis, as we mentioned before, we find that the Gemara says as follows: that if Hashemira gave away his nechasim erachirishish, maybe he was meshayer other nechasim, and therefore one will have the loch of him amarenu chayzer. The Rishonim ask, why misafik are rechayshish that he has other nechasim? Misafik, we should say, hamoiti mechaverei ov harayim, therefore the loch should be im amar chayzer. Since we should say, uki mamayna ches kas marikama. As he mentioned before in our shiur and daf, kof mam ches. The Rosh answers the kasha by saying as follows. The Rosh explains, v'hada chayshin misfeka of uki mamayna, haino taime misham diyesh kamatana gemur bekinyin, el demach mas umdina hudamrina nim amad chayzer. We find in the Achrinim to Mahalchim as far as how to explain pshat in the Rosh. The first Mahalch of the Achrinim is by saying, that since one has a matana gemur bekinyan, el demach mas umdina hudamrina nim amad chayzer, for that reason a safik umdina is not considered an umdina, and we will have the halach of dvarim shebelev einam dvarim. That is the first mahalach that we find in the Achrinim as far as how to explain pshat in the Shita of the Rosh. The second mahalach that we find in the Achrinim is this: that since one has a vadei matana and a safek umdina, mi safek we will say that the matana is kayim, and for that reason he has to prove that he did not have any other nechasim, and therefore what is taking place is a manash chimra bekua which has the halacha of im amar chayzer. Okay, one can ask the following kasha according to the second mahalach of the Achrinim. If so, what is pshat in this that we find in our Gemara? That if we have a safek amad, the halach is hamitzi mechaverei ov haraya, and the yorshim are considered the mochzakim. And this, the Rebbe argues, is only, as Rebbe says, very meis very kivrei meichia chalav. So to explain pshat in our Gemara according to this mahalach of the Achrinim Meshitas HaRosh Ochor, one can say as follows. This that the Rosh explains, that as far as the Gemara Daf Kof from Ches and Beis, we will say that it's Olav Aviraya that he was not Meshayer Shar Nechasim, since one has a Matana Gemur Bekinyan, El Demach Mas Umdina Hudamrinon Im Amar Chizer, is only because the Gemara before Daf Kof from Ches and Beis is referring to a case that there was a Kinyan. And since there was a Kinyan for that reason, the entire Halach of Chazar is dependent upon Umdina. And therefore one has Halach, as the Rosh says, that since Yesh kam matone gemur bekinyan, el demach mas umdino d'aminan im amar chizer, for that reason, he is the one who has to bring a raya. If he is coming to nevatel, a matona, he has to bring a raya. But as far as our Gemara is concerned, our Gemara is referring to a case that there was no kinyan, but rather, what is taking place is a regular matanash chimera, and the halach of im amar chizer is not dependent upon this that there is an umdina, but rather the entire matona is only chala achar misa, and therefore one does not have a matana gemura, but rather the entire matana is only chala achar misa. And for that reason, if one has a safek if he was amad or not, the yorshim are the muchzokim, and we will say hamaiti mechaverei ov haraya, if not for the svar of Rabba, that we say are meis very kivrei mechiachalav. That is a chira how one can explain pshat in our Gemara according to the sheet of the Rosh. In the Gemara later on, Daf Kof Nundaud and Aleph, we find that the Gemara brings down the following machlokes. Rabbah explains, pshat in this Rabbanan in our Mishnah say, Amitzi mechaverei ol v'raya. And if one has a safek matanas bari, and a safek manash chimra, we will say, Amitzi mechaverei ol v'raya. The Mekabel has to bring a raya be'edim that the Nason was a bari b'shas matanasai, since the Mekabel is considered a mitzi from the Nason. Abaye on the other hand argues, and Abaye explains that the only tzad that the Mekabel should have to bring a raya is only because we have a raya that he was a shchemira, since it was not written in the shtar kadav mahalach al ragoyi, which is a lashon of a shtar matnas bari that itself is a raya that he was a shchemira, and for that reason the Mekabel will have to bring a raya that he was a bari, and for that reason Abaye goes on to say that there is a raya the other way as well. Midakuo ksiv bohu. Kad kotev romi barse vaho iksiv bar shmamina bari have. From this it was not written in the shtar washin of a shtar man nashchemia. From there one sees he was a bari. And therefore since ikwa mimerachi vi ikwa mimerachi uki mamina becheskas morei. And becheskas morei is referring to the Mekabel. Well, what is pshat in this? Abaye understands that the makabel is considered a mochzik. The makabel is the moitzi and not the mochzik. So to explain pshat in Abaye, okay, one has to explain pshat in Abaye based on this, we mentioned before b'shem the rosh. That since one has a matana gemura for that reason, if one has a suffix as far as matana is concerned, we will say that the person who gave the matana has to bring a raya to be mevatel the matana, and the nason is the one who has to bring a raya, not the mekabel. And for that reason, if one has a suffix bari suffix shlemira, and one has a suffix matnas bari, which has the lach of an amarin echizer, or one has a matnas shlemira, which has the lach of an amachizer mi suffix, we will say im amar in echizer, and the nason has to bring a raya that he was a shlemira. And for that reason, Abaye says hamoiti mechaverei olav haraya. That is a chira. How one can explain pshat in the shita of Abaye. But now again, one has to understand that Abaye understands, like we mentioned before, b'shem harosh, that the makabel is considered a mochzik since one has a matana gemura. If so, what is pshat in this? Abaye in our sugya says that since roiv chayon achayim, for that reason, the makabel has to bring a raya that he was mace as a shchimya and he was not amad bein tayim. Based on this, as we said before, one can explain pshat and Abaye in our sugya and answer the seeming stira b'shita Abaye as follows. This Abaye says, we consider the nason as the moitzi, and for that reason we will say ha-moitzi mechaverei olav haraya is only because our Mishnah is referring to a case that there was a kinyan. As we mentioned before, b'shem haratva in his first pshat, even according to Rav. And since our Mishnah is referring to a case that there was a kinyan, for that reason one has the halacha of the Rosh, that the nason is the one who has to bring a raya. On the other hand, our Gemara is referring to a case that there was a matna shchimra without a kinyan. And as far as such a case, the nason is the muchzik, and for that reason we will say that the makabo is the one who has to bring a raya. The makabo is the maitzi and not the nason. That is one mahalach with which one can answer the seeming stira b'shitas Abaye. Another mahalach with which one can answer the seeming stira b'shitas Abaye is to say as follows. This, that the Rosh says, that if one has a matana gemura, then we say our nason of Uriah is only if we have a matana gemura with a suffix tnai. If one has a matana gemura with a suffix umdina, then we say our nason of Uriah that there was a tnai. And for that reason, the Gemara before Nafkof Mamaches Mabes, that we have a suffix if it was Meshayer Nechasav or not, over there we have a matana gemura with a suffix tnai. We do not know if there is an umdina or not. If one has a matana gemura with a suffix tnai, it is our nason of Uriah that there was a tnai. And so too, as far as the case of our Mishnah, we have a suffix if he was a bari or a shchimira, and al atzad that he was a bari, there was no tnai. Only al atzad that he was a shchimira was there a tnai. One has a matana gemura with a suffix tnai, and therefore Abaye says that as far as such a case, we will say Hamitzi mechaverei olav haraya, and the nason is the one who has to prove that there was a tanai. On the other hand, as far as our Gemara is concerned, that we have a vade manashchemir and a vade umdina, this suffix is only if there was a kiyam hatnai or not. As far as a suffix kiyam hatnai, we will say that the makabel has to bring a raya that the tanai was niskayim. And if a makabel does not bring a raya, since we have a vade tanai, we will say Hamitzi mechaverei olav haraya. And for that reason, Abaye says that since roiv chayon v'chayim, for that reason the makabel has to bring a raya. That is another mahalach with which one can explain pshat in our Gemara and answer the seeming stira b'shitas Abaye. Now, from this, the Rabba argues on Abaye, and Rabba says that as far as our Mishnah is concerned, the Makabli Matana are concerned Maitzian from the Nason and Matana, and therefore we say, Hamaitzi Mechaverei of Haraya is referring to the Makabli Matana. One sees a Rabbah understands that even where one has a Vade Matana and a Safek Tnai, still we say that the Nason is considered the Mochsek and the Makabel is the Maitzi, and we will say Hamaitzi Mechaverei of Haraya. According to Rabbah, Bukhira, it is muchrach to explain pshat in the Rosh, as we mentioned before, with a different mahalach. And one has to explain pshat in the Rosh, like the first mahalach that we mentioned before, b'shem l'achrenim, that a safek umdina is considered dvarim shebelev. And for that reason, as far as the Gemara daf kof mem ches mem beis is concerned,
Since one has a safek omdina, we do not know if he was mishayir nechasim or not, we will say dvarim shebelev einam dvarim, and for that reason, the halach is a ma'amad einay chayzer. A safek omdina is not considered an omdina, and for that reason, as far as our Mishnah is concerned, that the safek in our Mishnah is not a safek at the time of Nesina, if one has an umdina or not, but rather the safek is only a safek at a later date, and we are mesopek if at the time of Nesina was he a shchemira, or was he a bari, and outside that he was a shchemira, one has a vaday umdina. For that reason, by such a safek, the mekabli matana are considered the meitzin, and we will say hamitzi mechaveroi olav haraya. So again, here we have a seeming machoikes between Rabba and Abaye, in a case of a vade matana safek umdina, if we will say that the makabe matana are concerned meitzim, which is a shita of Rabba, or do we say that since one has a vade matana, for that reason the nason is considered the meitzi? And as far as the nason, we will say hamitzi mechaveroi of haraya. But again, this machoikes is only a machoikes by a vade matana safek umdina. But if one has a vade umdina safek hi matnai, which is a case of our Gemara, as far as such a case, one can say that al kuy alma the makabwe matana are considered meitzim, and we will say a meitzi mechaveri of haraya. And for that reason, Abaye says that since Rev Chayun Chayim, the makabel has to bring a raya, that the shchemira who was nesin was not oimid mecholyei. That is a chayra pshat in our Gemara.
You have been listening to a shiur from shasilluminated.org. For other shiurim on any daf and shas, including Maariv Mekayimus on each shiur, please visit shasilluminated.org. Shas Illuminated is a non-profit organization dedicated to broadening the learning of those studying the daf worldwide. We can be reached at 203-312-SHAS, or you can email us at shasilluminated@gmail.com.